In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, won't you? I'm going to start by breaking one of the rules they teach you in preaching class, and I'm going to tell you the ending of a movie. But I feel okay about it because this movie came out almost 15 years ago, and the movie was called Titanic, with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. The early service had to tell me Kate Winslet's name. I had forgotten it. At the end of the movie Titanic, the boat sinks. Now, this was a joke that we made when I was in middle school and this movie came out. And all the boys, you know, we had to be too cool for all this movie that all the girls were excited about. And so that was the joke that we came up with about Titanic was, well, you know, boat sinks. And we would tell everyone, you know, dozens of times a day, you could hear this in the hallway around all the lockers or in the classrooms or at lunch, like, you're going to see that? The boat sinks. Like, over and over again. And I was reminded of that joke this week because today is the first Sunday of Advent. And if you didn't know, then Advent is when we restart the church year. The official beginning of the year in our calendar is Advent 1, the first Sunday of Advent. And we started there because it's the beginning of when we start telling our stories again. Now, like the story of the Titanic and the movie Titanic, we know the facts. We know the big moments of the story. We know that God sends Jesus to us. We know that Jesus will have a ministry on earth showing us by example and by lessons and parables how to live. We know that the crucifixion and the resurrection will come as a sign to us that God loves us no matter what we do, and God can pronounce forgiveness to us even from a cross, that God can take the stuff of death and find life afterwards and invite us to come into that no matter what we've done with our lives. We know the story, but there's something about moving through it, isn't there? In the movie Titanic, one of the characters is sort of the grown-up, older version of the young woman Rose. Rose, who had been on the boat and now is sort of a grandmother or a great-grandmother and has sort of been taken on a cruise to go find the wreckage and coming back and there's this wonderful sort of moment and scene in the film where kind of a young computer hotshot is showing her this model he's made of how the boat must have broke apart. And he goes, yeah, here's what we think happened, and it probably snapped here, and this part fell, and this part fell. And you can watch her sort of looking at this, and you can sort of see her eyes glazed over in memory. And she says, well, it felt a little different when you were there. And as you watch the movie, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours later, you get to see that. You get to go through her story with her, and you get to sort of experience, as nearly as we can, what it was like to be there. And there are sights and sounds and effects, and you start to see the little human moments of what was happening to people, their fear, their comforting of each other, the sort of noble and terrible things that they did in the moments when they realized that they had to get in life rafts or there weren't enough or they'd wind up floating in this cold water. It all sort of played out, and it's a much richer story than what we were saying in our classrooms as the boat sinks. Advent is a wonderful time to talk about what it means to hold a story. Advent's wonderful because we have so many ways of beginning to set this time and space apart. The secular world has even caught on. You know, this whole Black Friday, local business Saturday, Cyber Monday stuff is kind of kicking off the awareness that we're in a different time. But the shopping traditions are sort of the Johnny come latelys of this all. For years and centuries, we've known how to have different sights and different smells and different sounds through the Advent time. The world changes. The days get darker. It gets a little more still and a little colder. And you can smell in homes and stores the scent of evergreen and pine, sometimes the scent of incense or the sounds of carols or special music. There are things we do in our liturgy services, like lighting the Advent wreath, to set this apart and remind us that we're starting to turn our attention back to something and back to a beginning. I think stories are one of the most sacred gifts that we're ever given. If you think about your life and think about what it means to share it with somebody, I bet it you would be hard-pressed to find a way to do that without telling a story. Families learn this in little ways and big ways. If it's the question of around a dinner table or at the end of a day, well, just how was your day? What did you do? Who did you see? How are you feeling? Tiny questions that invite us to share ourselves with each other. And we do that by telling stories. We do that by telling the story of who we are. Think about when you introduce yourself to somebody. You probably share some things about what you do with your life. Maybe you say a profession or a role in your family. Well, I'm a husband or a father, or I work at St. Thomas. And in those little sentences are loaded all sorts of stories that stand behind those things. All the stuff of our lives, the gifts and the blessings, all the possibilities that God meets us in, the opportunities of thousands of tiny moments gathered up together. And what we didn't know in eighth grade, what we hadn't learned yet, is that the boat sinks. Phrases like that barely begin to cover what a story is and what it points to in our lives. Now, as Christians, we are given stewardship of great and astonishing stories. The stories that we start gathering in Advent and point to are an amazing thing that has happened in the history of the world. God has chosen to draw near us. If there's a bridge between us and God, then we can't walk across it by ourselves, but God chose to walk across it and come to us. What a story. And it's interesting that in the gospel today, we have a gospel that we use to begin the year that talks about the end of things, the moment when Jesus will come again. I think that's completely appropriate. Because in the words that we have in our prayers and our service, words like Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, we're recognizing that these stories are alive and they keep happening. The story, God loves us, is something that is a short sentence, but it points to a lot of reality. It points to a lot of different moments where God has come into the world, where God does come into the world today and into our lives, day in, day out, and a day when God will come again in glory. Now, in this Advent season, you're probably finding time to gather with family and friends to sort of go over things again. Your family stories are probably coming up. And I want you to reflect on the fact that those stories are a blessing that you've been given. And that means, because they're blessings, that like every other kind of blessing, they're given to us, but they're also given to us to share. You have holy stories in your life, and sharing them with someone can probably change theirs. There's somebody in your life who hasn't heard something that you have to give them, or who hasn't heard it recently enough. There's somebody who's going through something that can be enlivened or emboldened or healed or lifted up by you sharing your life with them. There's somebody in your life who has a story or an experience that they can share with you that will add to your life, that will be a gift and a blessing they can give you. There's a lot that happens in a year. There's a lot to go over when we gather together. I think Christmas newsletters that families send out are kind of a wonderful sort of example of this. You know, you read these things and you realize, gosh, so much has happened. I mean, if you get sort of a half dozen of these notes from people you haven't seen all year, you just kind of, at least I, kind of sit and wonder how much happens kind of off stage while we're not paying attention. All these stories going on. I hope that in this Advent season, as you bump into friends or family or take quiet time for yourself, that you have a chance to think about those stories. Think about what they mean, where your life has changed or grown, the joys, the sadnesses, the celebrations. What are the gifts that you've been given in a year? What are the gifts that you'll take forward into a year? And as we begin to gather our Christian story again, as we begin anew with Advent and taking our steps and beginning to direct them towards Jerusalem, towards Bethlehem, towards a star over a stable, I hope you have a chance to remember that those are stories that are given to us to share with one another. All these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.